My name is Logan Solomon.
My name is Max Solomon.
My name is Teddy Apostolopoulos.
My name is Austin Bone.
And the four of you are key players of the Pella Boys soccer team. We are just one game in when this is recorded to the 2023 season, coming off of a runner-up finish. I was on the microphone with Scott Treft. Doesn't feel like that long ago, but almost a year ago at the County Sports Complex. Logan, I'll start with you. What does it mean to be back on the pitch with this group of guys again and getting ready for another special season?
It means a lot. You know, we built a strong connection last year, making it really far, and, you know, our connections have grown, but also our talent, so I think we can hopefully find a similar success this season.
Well, Max, what's that been like, knowing that you lost some key guys? You always do every single year, but at the same time, there are so many of you back that were really young, right? A lot of you playing as freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, and how has that mix kind of come into fruition so far this year?
Well, so far, we're really seeing to see who's going to step up into the big positions we lost last year, because I lost center back, senior center back, Connor Hamilton. So, yeah, we're seeing who can step up there and make a big difference.
Well, and Teddy, big shoes to fill in the scoring role, too, right? A guy like Isaac's off the field. You guys have to probably learn how to live without him this year. How have you worked toward that goal, knowing that, you know, you lose an all-time great player, but there's so many of you like Austin and Logan and others that have some experience?
Yeah, I just feel like it's just our time now to step up. I mean, a lot of the year last year was us relying on Isaac, so I think it just gives us more room and more space for us to step up and have a bigger impact.
Well, and Austin, what's it like being on a team where you're kind of still a youngster, but you've had so much experience, and how do you hope to contribute to what's happening to this team with this group, and what's it like to have a lot of guys who are in a similar boat, right, played as freshmen, played as sophomores?
Yeah, it's good. We're starting to gain more experience now, and so as we go further on into the season, we'll be more experienced. Losing, like, Isaac Smini last year, that's a big loss for us, but players like me, Teddy, Logan, I have to step into the scoring role a lot this year. And
yeah, well, and beyond that, you're your own team this year, and obviously the schedule is always really tough when you're at Pella High School. You've had a couple games like Marion and Norwalk you'll have to play later in the year, but Logan, how did that prepare you last year, and how do you go into this year knowing you're playing a similar group of teams, and how do you approach that schedule this year having played through it most of it last year?
I mean, I think we always want to approach all the games similar. I mean, we always, of course, want to win. We always want to play our best. But, I mean, we, like you said, are familiar. Some similar teams playing in this season. So we kind of know what to expect. So, I mean, we might be hoping for better results. We might be able to prepare ourselves more for teams like DCG and Norwalk, Marion, that we know will be tougher. So, yeah, I just think being able to play those teams another year in a row, it kind of gives us the advantage of remembering what they were like, remembering what we can do to beat them, essentially.
Well, Max, one of the cool parts about this team, I know, is you have quite the off-season program, whether you're playing in club or whether you're playing as a group off-season practice and all that. How do you think that gets you ready, especially on that defensive back line with chemistry, knowing that a lot of these guys do play all throughout the year, and how have you seen that play out so far in practice and in your first game?
Well, it really helps our team chemistry and knowing when and how to defend as a team, because it will set us up in games for knowing who's going to step, who's going to drop, you know, just the rotations.
Well, and Teddy, I know that last year, obviously, you had an up and down year, right, battling injuries. You're hoping to come in this season a lot more strong and more consistent. How do you hope to be that presence, especially another year stronger, another year wiser? And how do you hope to be a leader on this team, especially, as you kind of alluded to, some of those pieces that are missing from last year?
Yeah, I think my goal is just to try and help everyone on the team. Just give them advice, especially the younger guys. Also, yeah, that's about it.
Could be just that simple, right?
Avoid
no.
Injury.
Yeah. Avoid injury. Well, you got to do your best with that. You can do what you can control. And Austin, obviously, from a team perspective, you want to have a ton of success. And from a kind of a two-sided question here, how do you keep those big goals in mind, but at the same time stay focused on what's happening now, knowing that you're not going to get to those big goals if you can't beat Norwalk or if you can't beat Marion?
We just have to focus on a game at a time. If we start looking forward too far, we're going to get ahead of ourselves and we're not going to be as successful. If we just take one game at a time and prepare for each game individually, I think we'll be a lot better off.
Well, and Logan, it's still a really small senior class, right? Relatively speaking to a team that's full with juniors and sophomores at play. But at the same time, you've got a ton of experience. Dad's coach, of course, too. How have you tried to be a leader in all of this? And how do you pass along the message that Austin had to a really large group of younger teammates?
I mean, yeah, I mean, the main way is I try to be a leader, of course. On the practice field and in the gym, I try to be the most vocal, like I said, during practice, in games, leading us through breakouts in the gym, stuff like that. But also kind of leading by example. The main thing that my dad talked to me about a lot about was, like, in-game posture and like how you carry yourself. Because like you said, as a senior leader on the team, a lot of guys look up to me. So, you know, holding myself to a high standard, always, you know, trying to do my best, trying to show like my best emotion and not getting too angry, I think will really help the guys, you know, seeing a leader in me and also help the team overall.
Well, and Max, you know, for you, what do you think it's going to take as a whole team and a unit to be at the level you were last year or even better? And what are the things this season between now and the postseason you have to do in your mind to get to that next level?
Well, it just depends on how well our training goes and seeing the younger guys step into the big roles that we lost last year. And, yeah, just working as a team throughout the season in the weight room and on the field.
Similar question, Teddy. What do you think it's going to take to get to that next level?
Just like Austin said, we got to take a game at a time. Even if we lose one, we can reflect, watch film, and learn. It's going to take a whole team this year, like it always does. And I just think we always have to have a positive mindset going into every game.
And then Austin, obviously some big games already coming up. We alluded to this will air right after DCG, but what's your mentality heading into some of these big matchups, especially as we, weirdly enough, get close to that midpoint of the season already?
Yeah, we can't overlook teams. They may have a little bit of an advantage, like on the paper, but if we come in playing our hardest and like just hard working, we always have a chance to win.
Very good. Four of the leaders of the Pella Boys soccer team heading into a very, what should be, special spring season. Gentlemen, appreciate your time and all the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you.